collaborative,
part of the community.
The next idea.
You need to be awake and take actions to make sure the things that matter to you and the impacts that you want to see in the world actually happen. And I feel like a lot of people don't do that.
We often hear we need to collaborate more, be more civil to each other, include more and different voices if we're going to get the best ideas to move Michigan forward. But we're often left with the question, exactly how do we do that? Our latest contributor to The Next Idea seems to have come up with an approach that's working in Ann Arbor. Omari Rush is curator of public programs for the Ann Arbor Arts Center. Omari, in 2013, you took it upon yourself to start what you call the SHURE series, S-H-U-R exclamation point. What is this?
Well, SHURE, just to start things off, is actually an anagram of my last name, Rush, and embodies the idea that I was hoping that friends would say yes to an empowered life in Ann Arbor, that folks who I saw wanting to leave, they wanted to go to other cities because they couldn't find a certain kind of job or a certain kind of life partner or a certain kind of inspiration. I just wanted to help them find ways to be able to create the life that they wanted.
What happens in SHURE?
For SHURE, we get together weekly for 4 weeks, and it's a group of 30 folks. We talk about what it means to understand your values and say yes to what's important. We talk about possibility thinking, the way the arts can stimulate that. We talk about what it means to be a citizen and impact your community. And we also hear from seasoned veterans of life who share examples and stories of times that they said sure to challenging situations and did so because it was important and felt really good about their decision today.
How do you decide whom to invite to these SHURE sessions?
I love pulling together very different, diverse kinds of people and just seeing what happens when they get together. So for SHURE, I end up working hard to mix people who I think have interesting stories, interesting backgrounds. Sometimes I'll do it specifically because I want them to meet someone else in the series. And then I also look for leaders in our community, folks who have lives that I've personally labeled as successful, and ask them to come in and share with us. Also folks who are just expert in their careers, whether it's financial advising or real estate.
What are some of the techniques you might use to get people who don't know each other and maybe who aren't used to being in and having community-wide conversations to kind of get in and get involved?
Certainly in this group of 30, there's always assigned seating, and I am very intentional about who I place next to each other. We also are usually eating during SHURE, and food always helps kind of lubricate situations. And then I'm just very intentional about games that we play, ways that I get folks to introduce themselves to one another and reveal different bits about their work life or where they live or what they're aspiring to achieve in life.
You have 162 alumni to this point from 6 SHURE sessions. What kind of response have you gotten from these folks?
People are overwhelmingly and consistently really pleased with the series. They're pleased because they found it to be very inspiring and uplifting. They've found that it's really, I don't know, kicked them in the pants as it relates to making certain life decisions, getting a new job or committing to a new relationship. And they've also found that it's allowed them to connect with resources in the community that have helped them do the kinds of things that they want to do. So whether it's financial planning or whether it's a mentor who's had a similar life experience that they now feel like they can go and talk to and get some additional advice.
They're walking away with names and numbers and email addresses. Now, you've gotten recognized from Governor Snyder for your efforts, but you point out in your Next Idea essay, these reactions say less about SHURE itself and more about the desire for people to feel connected. What makes you say that?
There was a period that, you know, and it still continues, that I was continually meeting folks who were saying, you know, where are all the people who like this? Or where are the people that are trying to do that? And SHURE has been able to bring those folks together, help people realize shared interests, and help them then work together to achieve common goals or be inspired by difference to achieve an unexpected goal.
Right, we want to talk about then how you take this model and take it elsewhere. First of all, how do you bring into the fold these people who maybe aren't active in their local communities, but you think would be good, but how do you inspire them to drop their fears or their self-consciousness and come play?
So I end up, I'll say recruiting, even though it's not that official for sure, while I'm sitting at the bar or if I'm walking down the street and I am standing next to someone for just a little extra time. And then I'll just strike up a conversation and end up inviting them to join us. And it's those kinds of random people that make the group particularly exciting. And so it's been just really great to have those unexpected folks.
You're getting
involved.
People out of their silos.
Absolutely.
Now, for grassroots leaders in other Michigan communities, now that you've done this a little bit, what recommendations would you make to them for being able to bring this concept to their towns?
First, I would say sure, for each session involves 30 people, but that's just because it's a number that feels good and comfortable to me. But the spirit of saying yes to an empowered life, the spirit of bringing people together and having something special come out of that can happen with a group of five, it can happen with a group of 30, or a group of 100. And so I would continue to affirm the power of small groups and their ability to make change in a community and in the world. And for people to just realize that it still takes that kind of work at the grassroots level. It still takes one person saying, let's do this, and pulling people together, providing some structure in those interactions, again, intentionally mixing people, giving them ideas about ways that they might be better themselves or ways that they might be able to improve the community, and realizing then what resources they need to turn those ideas about being better into reality.
What have you learned through doing this?
I have been really inspired by the people that I've met, and learn that our talent pool in this area of Michigan is extremely deep. I've learned that there is so much that I can do in this area because there are so many wonderful resources and wonderful people.
And the payoff for Michigan, if this spreads?
The payoff for Michigan, if this idea of convening creative, talented, smart people and getting them to stay in Michigan and use their talents here, the payoff is enormous. And it's the kind of thing that allows for new ideas to be generated. It allows for new innovations to come to life. And it allows for everybody just to lead happier lives.
Omari Rush is curator of public programs at the Ann Arbor Arts Center. You'll find his essay at the Next Idea page at michiganradio.org. Omari, thank you so much.
Thank you.